Oh, hello. Okay, so we've got audio there. So that's giving me audio, but we're just not getting audio out of the...
You put the speaker on top of the laptop. No, the microphone.
Michael, you could put the microphone on top of the laptop, and that would be... No, that's probably better than what you get no sound from.
So that is connected.
But do you have to switch the source?
They locked you out of that.
Yeah, when I tried to log into that or open the folder, I just don't see anything.
Oh, Rachel was having problems with the H drive, her H drive, so it may be a generic issue.
Hopefully we'll be solved. Can we see? Do you know why we're not getting any sound out of the? Because we're getting sound out of the microphone.
Is there a restroom nearby?
Yes.
You twisted.
And then. I can skip at least.
My mom had to buy some. She would buy pick me up first, and then go buy some kind of crates and a place to put some stuff.
No.
I could ask her to actually get the crates first, and then come.
That's the only one. However, there is one more here.
So have we worked out?
No, we haven't worked it out, but. Sound directly here as well. Are you going through this video now?
So what, did you unplug something?
Well, I only swapped from that one.
Right.
I have the source now here.
So are you playing sound?
Yeah, he is. So if we can plug this directly.
Oh, but we're not selected. Yeah, it's not projecting out through the. Okay, we need to bring IT. We need to get someone up to deal with.
Well, it looks like the only solution might be to, I'm going to put this back in then.
Yes. Yes, so that's a successful microphone. So you could use this one.
combine the parts from different animals and all the things from the core. So, because you are the weapon, the character is the weapon, and the limbs and the attachments that you grow and evolve is what really carries you through the game. So you want to feel, you know, changing the appearance of the character to make it look more aggressive, more deadly, or however you want it to look. The level design was a big part of this project for us. It was important. We don't have random generated level. That means that we have full control of how everything is designed, how everything looks like. We can shape the level to how we want the player to interact with it, and how we want the difficulty to progress, and how we want everything to just, you know, come together. We spent a lot of time figuring out how this would look like, sketching up the whole overall level. After we got the overall layout, we went in and designed the different areas, different sections, which is basically the entire level of different cube rooms connected to hallways. Along with the sprite sheet, it exports a JSON file with the data on the position of all the sprites and names. So we can parse that and extract it in our view for the game. But we also use Rube for the level. Rube is short for really useful box deviator, and it is really useful. It gives you, you basically have the ability to test out and map out the different objects in real time. What we used for creating our level. We used, after designing the whole level, we basically made a blueprint of it, used it as a backdrop to move, and just traced over it with the different shapes of the walls and the hallways and all different components. And exported that as a JSON file and had it in our game. So now we're going to show you the gameplay. We have a demo on the video.
about in our default form, which is basically the simplest parts that we have. And we have to go after the easiest prey on the space station, which is normally the first human you encounter, which are the scientists. Since I did cheat and have a lot of money, the genes that I could spend on parts in the beginning, I could take them out. But usually, unless you have all three, you know, having a head, having a body, and legs that are evolved and upgraded, you would be having a hard time defeating the boss. Especially since getting through the level requires you to get past a lot of staff, and especially these tight hallways are designed so that when you go into a room, the further out into the level that you walk, you'll have a further way home and more chance of meeting guards or scientists on the way back, which has resulted in us dying a lot of times while testing playing the game. So you kind of have to evaluate how much HP you have left, how much health you have left, and you know, try and figure out your chances of getting back. So in conclusion, we are quite satisfied with our product, and we reached our initial goals, which were okay, but during our development process we did have some more wishes, some more features that we wanted to implement, some things that we thought like, oh, this would be cool to have in the game, or this would be better, and but unfortunately due to not having a limited time period, we had to put those features on an extended feature list, later on if we have time to end the project. Certainly most of those things we didn't have time for. Hatchling, as it is basically, the reason we are happy with it because we can say that it is representation of the core functionalities of what we want in a fully fleshed out Ashley game. So it's not at all an entire game that has enough gameplay and replayability to be on the market or something, but it kind of shows us the core essence of what we want to create. What we want to create after this as well. Our customer said we want to take this engine and work more on it, develop more games in the future with it. The reason we wanted to do this to groups, Perez and us, we want to take the same fundamental goal in different directions, play different games, and see what we can do from the experiment, different mechanics, different features, and then come back again, together again after the bash race to see what we learned from them, what worked, what didn't work, and what we could combine or what we can use and what we could throw away when developing further.
laptop blind to the mic instead of going to the actual system. So it's not ideal because it has a lot of problems, but yeah. Yeah, so that's a separate one. So you have your two mics set up if you want. Yeah. And that's the mic for it, this one. No, no, no difference. Yeah. offer a carbon? Svart stråle? Ja, så den här brenner den då? Sånn. Skal du finne ut hvordan du slår på det her da?
Hallo?
Du står her. Må du stå her, den du sier nå. Du kan stå bak deg. Nei, det går ikke. Da kan du stå her.
Thank you. Jeg skal drive og gå foran her og rundt sånn.